Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is George Clooney.
Siobhan, what's wrong with you? You're not George Clooney.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I was just sitting here reading today's article, and it's all about one of my favorite actors, George Clooney.
Wow, you sound like you're really distracted. Do you have some kind of feelings for him?
Well, actually, I have a little bit of a crush on him, meaning I really kind of like him. I think he's really smart and funny and a brilliant actor.
Well, lots of girls seem to like him. I know that many magazines say he's one of the sexiest people in the world, so I'm sure it's going to be a very interesting article for all the girls out there.
I'm really excited. It's our People Unit, and the name of the article is Clooney's Journey, so it makes me feel like we're going to start at the beginning of his life and take a journey all through his life, see what a great actor he became, and how wonderful he really is.
Wow, you sound like you can't wait. Why don't we jump right into it?
Sounds good. Let's open up our magazines to June 1st. Like I said, it's our People Unit, and I'm so excited to take a trip with all you listeners into George Clooney's brain. A funny remark, a shy smile, and another talk show audience is rolling with laughter. George Clooney, one of Hollywood's favorite movie stars, once again has the crowd in the palm of his hand. The always perfectly dressed, gentlemanly actor charms people everywhere he goes. Well, I definitely believe everything that the author has said in the first paragraph here. A funny remark, a shy smile, and another talk show audience is rolling with laughter.
That's right. We're finding out that George Clooney is making the audience laugh with a funny remark. And a remark is something that you say, but it's sort of something small, maybe something clever, sort of something just very short that you would say, sort of like, wow, that's a good idea. Not really a full sentence or a story, just something shorter and smaller. So he does that, and a shy smile to go with it, and another talk show audience is rolling with laughter. Now, rolling with laughter, that's an interesting expression.
It just means that people are rolling on the floor laughing. We say sometimes rolling with laughter or people were on the floor laughing just to show how hard people are laughing. It's not just ha ha ha. It's more like ah, ha 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 ha. And the people watching the talk show are going crazy. Everyone loves him.
That's right. George Clooney, we find out, is one of Hollywood's favorite movie stars. And once again, he has the crowd in the palm of his hand. Now, to have something in the palm of your hand, that's an interesting expression. The palm of your hand is sort of that area just above your wrist and below your fingers, sort of the flat part of your hand where you hold things. So to have someone or something in the palm of your hand means you have total control over it.
Yeah, sometimes we say, oh, I have him eating out of the palm of my hand, like you're feeding something to someone, but you have control. So it means that George Clooney has controlled another talk show audience, and I'm sure the person hosting the show as well, and has them all thinking, wow, this man is amazing.
That's right. That's what we mean when we say he has them in the palm of his hand. They will laugh when he makes a joke. Maybe they'll cry if he tells a sad story. They like him, and he can control them. He can influence them because they like him so much. Now, we find out that one of the reasons they like him so much is because he's always perfectly dressed.
Whenever I see George Clooney at an awards show or, you know, winning an award for being in a really good movie, he's always wearing a really nice suit, something black, and he wears something called a bow tie. And it's not like a normal tie that goes around your neck and hangs down that you wear with a suit to make it look fancy and special. It's a bow tie. It's really small and goes just around the neck. It makes him look so handsome.
Wow, maybe I should start wearing a bow tie.
It's one of those things that I think makes a man look more gentlemanly. If we say someone is more gentlemanly, we see the words gentle and manly. So they're still strong, masculine men, but there's a gentle quality to them. You feel like, I don't know, maybe they're sensitive or they could care about a woman's needs while still being really strong and manly.
But as well as the word gentle and manly, there's a bigger word which is gentleman. And a gentleman means someone who is very polite, who is well-educated, maybe he's a little bit wealthy. It's an expression for somebody who's in a good place in society, very dignified. So he looks very gentlemanly. He looks like someone you would respect. And he, because he is so gentlemanly, so perfectly dressed, he charms people, which of course means he's very charming. People like him and people want to be around him.
Definitely. I know that a lot of men in my life have charmed me. They just say all the right things, do all the right things, and it just leaves a girl saying, wow. Well, now it's time for something else that'll leave you saying, wow, some Chinese explanations.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天的人物单元我们要介绍美国一位非常受欢迎的男明星，他的名字呢叫做 George Clooney。 他给观众的印象呢就是讲话风趣，而且呢笑容腼腆，就如同第一句话提到的 A funny remark, a shy smile。 And 后面呢我们看到的是一个完整的子句，他的主词是 another talk show audienceAudience 呢是一个集合名词，但是我们把它当成单数来处理，所以我们动词呢用的是 is。 另外一个脱口秀的观众呢 is rolling with laughter。 roll 当动词来用就是打滚，那么通常打滚是在地上，这里是形容呢观众笑翻天了，所以呢他们 is rolling with laughter。George Clooney 后面呢有一个 one 所引导的名词片语跟他是同位语的关系，说明呢他是 one of Hollywood's favorite movie stars。 one of 后面接的名词呢一定要用复数型，因为你是其中之一，所以这个名词呢一定是可数名词。再来我们看到的是句子的主要动词片语结构， once again has the crowd in the palm of his hand。用到的动词片语 have 一样东西或者是某人 in the palm of one's hand， 也就是把某人或者是某事呢掌控在某人的手掌当中，换言之呢对他是具有影响力的，或者是能够掌控他们的，也就是 George Clooney 呢他对于群众呢非常有影响力，他能够 influence them， 他可以 control them， 影响他们的情绪。再来下面那句话呢，动词是 charms， 主词是 the always perfectly dressed gentlemanly actor， 说明这位男明星呢他的穿着打扮呢总是非常的得体，而且 gentlemanly 这个形容词形容他表示他非常具有绅士风度。刚才 Siobhan 提到 Clooney 呢特别喜欢打那种蝶形领结，也就是 bow tie， 他的拼法是 B-O-W-T-I-E B-O-W-T-I-E bow tie。 Siobhan 说呢他打上这种蝶形领结的时候呢特别的迷人，打上领结或者是戴上领结，动词呢要用 wear， 例如 he's wearing a bow tie。 那这里的动词呢是 charms， charms 当动词来用就是迷倒，受词就是后面的人，哪里的人呢？ everywhere he goes， 他所到之处看到他的人都会被他迷倒。
Don't go anywhere, listeners, because when we come back, we have more George Clooney. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you weren't too sad with no one sitting around talking about George Clooney to you. So we'll fix that for you by reading the second part of today's article.
Clooney was born in Lexington, Kentucky, to a news anchor father and a beauty queen mother. His friends remembered him as funny and charming. His mother even thought he would be a comedian. As the acting bug bit hard, at the age of 21, Clooney was off to Hollywood to pursue an acting career.
So now we're talking about Clooney's early life and what it was like for him growing up in Lexington, Kentucky. Kentucky is sort of in the Midwest part of the United States. It's really rural, so we have a lot of people who live on farms, live off farmland, so it's kind of nice to know that that's where George Clooney came from.
That's right. A very humble background for somebody who's achieved so much fame, coming from Kentucky to a news anchor father. So what that means is his father went on TV and read the news to people. It's sort of like what we're doing now, except news instead of a story about George Clooney, which I don't know about you, Siobhan, but I'd much rather be reading about George Clooney.
Definitely. But we learn here that his mother was a beauty queen. Well, if you don't know, in the United States, there's all these competitions all the time to see who is the most beautiful woman. She has to have a special talent, like singing or playing the piano, and she has to, of course, look good in a bikini. So I think maybe that's where George Clooney got his handsome good looks.
That's right. News anchors have to be good looking because they go on TV, and beauty queens obviously do. So his friends remember him as being funny and charming. We already talked about how he could charm people. Somebody who can charm people very easily, you can call them charming. He was so charming and so funny that his mother thought he would be a comedian. Now, Siobhan, what exactly is a comedian?
A comedian is someone who is really good at comedy. And comedy is basically just making people laugh. We can do it in all sorts of ways. Funny books, funny movies, funny TV shows. But somebody who is a comedian is someone who stands up in front of an audience and they talk and tell funny jokes and hopefully everybody laughs. It's a really hard life, and his mother thought, you know what, my son is so funny and charming, maybe this is what he is going to do for the rest of his life.
Well, unfortunately, comedy was not what he was intending to do, though. He had an acting bug, we find out, and it bit hard. Now, when someone has a bug for something, it means there's a direction their life is going to go in. They have a feeling that they have to do something. And in his case, it was acting. So we say he had an acting bug, and it bit hard. So if you can imagine, it's like you're being bitten by a bug, this driving desire to go in a certain direction. So he had an acting bug, and it bit hard at the age of 21.
Yes, and then Clooney went to Hollywood, so he started his journey, and he wanted to pursue an acting career. If you pursue something, it means you go after it and get it. Well, you try to get it anyways. Just say you see someone in school that you think is so beautiful, you can pursue them. You can try and make them yours. Well, in this case, he went after and tried to get an acting career, and thank goodness, as we all know, he succeeded and is now a really famous actor.
So it seems like that was the right decision to follow this career, this drive to go into acting.
Well, I'm certainly glad that he did. I love, you know, going to the movie theaters and seeing one of my favorite men up on the big screen. Okay, let's hear some Chinese explanations now of the second part of today's article.
第二段要讲到 George Clooney 呢，他的背景身份。 be born to 这个动词片语后面接家庭或者是父母，是表示出生在这样的家庭或者他的父母的身份。这里指的 Clooney 呢，他的双亲分别是 a news anchor father and a beauty queen mother。一个 anchor 呢，就是 a person who reads news to the people， 也就是新闻播报人员，甚至于呢，比较厉害的就是主播了。爸爸是电视新闻的主播，妈妈是选美皇后，表示她的先天条件就非常的好。His friends remembered him as funny and charming， 所以这两个形容词呢，就是朋友对他的印象。妈妈认为呢，他很可能会成为一个 comedian， 也就是谐星、喜剧演员。As bit acting bug bit hard。Bug 呢，本来指的是小虫子，在这里的意思呢，指的是一种狂热 ，craze， C R A Z E。那至于 bit 呢，它的原型是 bite， 小虫子咬得很厉害，引申的意思就是它那种想要演戏的那种狂热呢，表现得非常的明显。在这个时候呢，也就是他21岁的时候 ，Clooney was off to Hollywood， 他就动身到好莱坞去了。后面的不定词片语表示他的目的，到那个地方。去 to pursue an acting career， 去追求一个演艺生涯。
Now it's time to read the last part of today's article. After over a decade in LA and many appearances on TV shows, Clooney was still waiting for his first break. He would often travel to his auditions by bicycle.Because he was on so many shows, his face was recognizable, if not his name. But that would all change in 1994. While he was driving across the country with a friend, his agent called him. The TV drama ER had picked Clooney up for a full season. I think I just got my career, Clooney said to his friend.So even though George Clooney said, okay, I'm leaving Kentucky, I'm going to Hollywood to pursue an acting career, it still took a decade and many appearances on TV shows before he got his first break. So a decade is 10 years, and he had all these appearances on TV shows, so he was getting a little bit of work, work in the acting field, that is, but he wanted his first break.We use that word, his first break, because if you can imagine maybe the acting world covered in a shell like an egg, and you have to break the shell to get inside. That's sort of what it is. You need someone's help and someone to say, okay, here's your first job. Now you're going to be famous.
That's right. The first time something important happens, you can call it a breakthrough, and it's the same kind of thing. There was a breakthrough. He got his first break in terms of his acting career. Now, we find out that he would travel to his auditions by bicycle. Now, an audition is sort of like a job interview for an actor, but it's a little bit different than most job interviews.
Well, usually, at most job interviews, you go with your resume or a piece of paper that says all the jobs you've had. If you go to an audition, what you get is a script. So, if you're going to a TV audition, they'll say, okay,Here is what we want you to say, now say it. So they want to see how well you can act. They have auditions for movies, TV shows, plays, all sorts of things. Basically, they want to see if you're a good actor and if you can play that part in the movie.
That's right. You have to audition for anything that you want to do in Hollywood.And because he was on so many shows, his face was recognizable. Now that word recognizable, it'll sound a lot more familiar if you look at the root word, which is recognize. If you recognize something, it looks familiar. It's something you have seen before. So something that is recognizable is something you can recognize. So because he was on so many shows, it was easy to recognize his face.
Yeah, I mean, let's take it if you're driving around and you see big yellow M's up in the sky. What do you think of, Mike?
Well, I think of McDonald's because McDonald's is such a recognizable image.
Absolutely. So it's something that you see and you right away know what it is. But that would all change in 1994, so people started to learn his name. While driving across the country with his friend, his agent called him. An agent is somebody who helps you get jobs. If you're an actor, you'd be too busy, you know, practicing and trying to learn your lines for TV shows and movies. You have somebody else saying, okay, you should hire this man for the job. That's the agent's job. And his agent calls him and says, hey, there's this TV drama, ER, that has picked you up for a full season.
That's right. And a drama, of course, is a kind of TV show that tells a serious story. It's not like a comedy TV show which tries to make you laugh. A drama is a show that tells a serious story. Maybe it makes you sad, maybe it makes you nervous, but you get very involved in the story. And this drama, ER, had been picked up by a TV network for a full season. So they wanted him to make a full season of TV shows.
Yeah, they picked up George Clooney and said, hey, come over here. We want you to be in our show. And Clooney said, I think I just got my career. So he finally has his break and he finally has his way to become a famous actor. And as they say, the rest is history. Okay, let's hear some Chinese explanations now of the third paragraph.
第三段一开始提到在 LA 待了超过十年，虽然出现在很多电视节目上， Clooney was still waiting for his first break。 这里的 break 呢是一个名词用法，它不是指的客与客之间的休息，而是指的呢一种突破，也就是一种 breakthrough。Breakthrough 呢是一个字后面加上 through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, 他等待他的突破。在这个期间呢 he would often travel to his auditions by bicycle. Auditions 呢指的是试镜试演，他会骑单车呢去参加试镜。Audition 也可以当动词来用，例如呢他去试镜应征主角，这个句子可以说 he auditioned for the leading role. For 是为了什么参加试镜，因为他曾经在很多节目当中出现过，所以 his face was recognizable, 也就是表示呢大家可以认得出他的面孔，他的面孔呢是蛮熟悉的。 If not his name 是说明也许别人不记得他的名字。但是呢1994年的时候，一件事情改变了他的整个生涯。 His agent called him。 Agent 呢在这里就指的是他的经纪人，经纪人打电话给他，告诉他说 The TV drama ER had picked Clooney up for a full season. Pick up 意思就是选出来。那么这个电视影集 ER 也就是 Emergency Room 急诊室的春天，选中 Clooney 呢作为一季的演出 a full season. 美国的电视剧呢都是一季一季播出的。这个时候呢 Clooney 对他的朋友说 I think I just got my career.
It's time now for a short break, and when we come back, Mike and I are going to read today's article again.
Welcome back, listeners. We're having a great time here talking about George Clooney.Now, we found out in the beginning that George Clooney is perfectly dressed and gentlemanly, and that he's a very charming person, and we find out that he's one of Hollywood's favorite movie stars. He was born in Lexington, Kentucky, a very rural area, and his mother thought he would go into comedy, into telling jokes, but instead, he went to Hollywood to try and follow an acting career.And it was a long time for him where he tried to get jobs and he couldn't, and he was on television but not really with a regular role, until finally the TV drama ER gave George Clooney his big break and they picked him up for a full season and his career took off.
And aren't we all so glad? I mean, it's amazing that a man this talented and this handsome is on TV all the time. It's so special. It's like Christmas every time I watch ER.Okay, listeners, it's time to read today's article again. a funny remark, a shy smile, and another talk show audience is rolling with laughter. George Clooney, one of Hollywood's favorite movie stars, once again has the crowd in the palm of his hand. The always perfectly dressed, gentlemanly actor charms people everywhere he goes.
Clooney was born in Lexington, Kentucky, to a news anchor father and a beauty queen mother. His friends remembered him as funny and charming. His mother even thought he would be a comedian. As the acting bug bit hard, at the age of 21, Clooney was off to Hollywood to pursue an acting career.
After over a decade in LA and many appearances on TV shows, Clooney was still waiting for his first break. He would often travel to his auditions by bicycle. Because he was on so many shows, his face was recognizable, if not his name. But that would all change in 1994. While he was driving across the country with a friend, his agent called him. The TV drama ER had picked Clooney up for a full season. "I think I just got my career," Clooney said to his friend. It's time now for today's vocabulary.
Remark. Please write your remarks on this piece of paper.
Charm. The young Japanese princess charmed everybody at the reception.
Pursue. The young writer pursues his dreams with lots of energy.
Audition. Betty has an audition for a role in a TV series.
Agent. Athletes have agents who help them get better contracts.
Okay, well now it's time for today's sentence for you, and it is, have somebody in the palm of one's hand.
Wow, this man has become so rich and powerful.
I know, he has the entire world in the palm of his hand.
Now that's an interesting sentence because we talked before about how if you have something in the palm of your hand, you can control it, you can influence it, you can make it do what you want to do because it has so much respect for you and so much love for you. So if somebody has the world in the palm of his hand, that means they're so rich and powerful that he has that relationship with everybody.
Wow, it sounds like something he could use for evil, so I hope that he uses it for good. Okay, listeners, are you as interested in what happens to George Clooney as I am? Hopefully, because we still have two more days. We're going to learn a little bit more about his early start in Hollywood, some of the movies that he made, and the effect that he's had not only on the acting world, but on the many women in the rest of the world who watch his movies and love them. So, hopefully you'll join us next time on English for You and learn about what happens to George Clooney. Until then, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Mike.
See you next time.